I am pleased to announce that the Bioweapon Truth Commission Global Online Library has a new and very important contributor, and that is Alice Atlas. Alice has a Twitter account where she is incredibly prolific, doing really, really important archival research on the Korean War, which of course involves China, bioweapons, etc. She's constantly posting documents, books, PDFs. She takes the time to actually scan books for your reading pleasure. And said, hey, listen, you know, Twitter's great, but it's a bit shambolic, and it's hard to keep up with all of her work and all your work. So how about if I give you a dedicated directory in the Bioweapon Truth Commission Global Online Library? And she said, yes. And I said, wow, wonderful. So Alice has her own directory. You'll see it, Alice Atlas. I'll put the link here. She can upload everything she wants. She has her own private password to upload everything that she wants. She's also finding information in Korean, going back, before and during the Korean War and after. So it's really outstanding work, and I commend Alice for all that she's doing for keeping humanity informed. I'm a little bit behind. I'm probably about a month behind in my work. I wanted to get this done sooner, but I've just got a checklist and going down through it. So thank you, Alice. I will give you a nice North Korean Confucian bow to thank you for being a contributor to the Bioweapon Truth Commission Global Online Library. And you can get it all organized, and then you can blast that link in your Twitter and send people to it, and then it'll really, really have a bigger impact. So tens of thousands of people visit the Global Online Library every year, so I'm sure your directory will be a huge success. Thank you. Everybody, take a look at it. Check it out. There's some amazing stuff to read. And, of course, you can download it all. You know, it's the Global Online Library is actually free. Everything is free. Take care.